I only tell middles of stories, so I might never make it to the actual story. But I'm going to try really hard. And I find it funny that I was just chosen because Richard is my roommate. Okay. After I graduated college, I decided the best thing to do with my life would be to go to middle school in China. So I did. I went as a 22-year-old. I moved to China to study a traditional form of regional opera in Chengdu. And because I was the only over 20-year-old at a middle school and the only non-Chinese person, I ended up doing a series of strange things while I was there. And one of the strange things that I did was running a fantastic con that I somehow got trapped in the middle of. What had happened was, I was at school one day getting ready to probably run around in a circle with my legs tied together, which is what we did a lot. And my drummer came up to me, because we all have drummers, because it's a traditional form of opera. My drummer's name is Hong Laoshi, which sounds like red, Hong in Chinese, which this probably doesn't matter to anybody, but it's important to me. So Hong Laoshi, which sounds like the name Red, was a great guy, amazing drummer. He's like super short. His face was red all the time, which I thought was super appropriate for his name, but it was because he was drunk all the time. But he came to me one day and he goes, Beilingzi, which is my name in Sichuanese. He goes, Beilingzi, can you help Hong Laoshi out? I've got something, Hong Laoshi's got something that he needs you to do, because he always referred to himself in the third person. So what Hong Laoshi wanted me to do was go with him to a tea house and help him translate something. Okay, I can do that. So we go to this tea house, and it's on an edge of town that I've never been to. It's like this Russian constructed in the 70s, really frightening hotel, and they're doing construction. And we go up to this tea house on the top floor, and there are these two white guys, a Filipino woman and a guy from Hong Kong. And they introduce themselves. They're from Texas. They're enormous bellies. I kind of wonder why they're there in this hotel. And they tell us their Chinese names, which are pineapple and carrot. And they were probably given by this Cantonese guy. And they have this Filipino woman with them who's their secretary, but probably Carrot's girlfriend. I never figured that out. And so we sit down, and I'm supposed to be translating, and the guy from Hong Kong speaks English, Cantonese, and Chinese, so I don't really know why he's not doing this work. And he goes off to the bathroom at one point, and Hong Laoshi looks at me, and he's like, I hate the Cantonese. And so I'm sitting, and we're making sort of small talk, and Pineapple and Carrot are asking me about myself, and I'm telling them what I do with my life, and you know, they're interested, and I've never met Texans before, so I'm interested in like what they're doing with their life, and apparently they're living in Hong Kong, and this Filipino woman is living with them too, and they're investors, and so they're looking for something to invest in, so things are starting to make sense. So Hong Laoshi sits, like lays it all flat. Okay, we have a ginkgo tree that will cure cancer, and we need you to invest in this ginkgo tree. And the Texans are like, yes, we would like to invest in the ginkgo tree and this cure for cancer. And Hong Laoshi is saying, it is an essence that we are going to pull from these little beads and is going to save the world. Yes, we are in. We would like to invest in this thing. Okay, we need several million dollars. Okay, well, just the Texans want us to write up the papers. Okay. And Hong Laoshi is very encouraged by this, and I also think he's a bit drunk. And he's like, well, okay, besides the ginkgo tree, we also have a magnet that is going to eliminate the need for gasoline. Would you like to invest? And the Texans, Pineapple and Carrot, yes, we would like to invest in this thing. All right, so great. Everybody's agreed. I've translated all of this. It's all sort of passing through me like bizarre thoughts and like waves. So all right, I'm going to be involved in this deal. And of course, Hong Laoshi tells me in the car, you get a cut, whatever you want. So like we go out to the suburbs where we're going to like, he wants me to see where the ginkgo tree is. And this whole operation is run by a Chinese basketball player, like a retired basketball player in China, which blows my mind because I didn't even think they had basketball. And so Anyways, what ends up happening is we have another meeting at a fancier hotel where I find out a little bit about Pineapple and Carrot are starting to have a falling out. And so the deal never comes through, but Pineapple starts calling me on the phone all the time and like telling me where he's at and asking me about my life and making me talk to other Chinese women who maybe have similar life experiences to me. He calls me from Beijing to the point that I put in my phone, Pineapple, no! So I know that when he's calling, I do not need to answer the phone. But strangely, I feel really weird getting caught up in this, and I told the consulate about that, and they thought it was hilarious, and there was this whole document about a gold bar in a safe with something from Queen Victoria that was going to be the collateral for this deal on the Chinese side. And so I get back to the U.S. after all this, and there was a phone message from my parents at my parents' house. I didn't tell anyone I was coming back, and it was an unknown number from Georgia, and they said, on the answering machine, we know you're back. And we want you to come work for us. Give us a call. So I didn't call. I don't know who it was. Thank you.